I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to present my research on a packed bed reactor system to treat chromium contaminated shipyard stormwater. I'd like to begin by acknowledging Sciron Scientific Solutions and the Department of Defense SBIR grant for the opportunity to conduct this research. Chromium contamination is a significant problem in many industrial sites, especially shipyards where chromium is used in many of the shipbuilding and repair processes. Some of these activities include welding, metal cutting, and then hull painting and plating operations. These shipyard activities are generally conducted out of doors, and the generated contaminants are usually not controlled at the source, which means they are then exposed to rainfall, and they ultimately end up discharging to sensitive marine water bodies. Chromium hexavalent chromium is a known toxin and a known carcinogen, and it has many adverse environmental impacts, particularly on aquatic life. Elevated concentrations of chromium have been found in the wetlands of Southern California, and shipyard stormwater has been found to be one of the main sources of elevated chromium levels in the San Diego Bay. Chromium is a known bioaccumulator, particularly in the tissues of fish, which renders them toxic for human consumption. Currently, the most common remediation technique for chromium and stormwater is the precipitation sedimentation method. This method is very expensive, and it produces a very high volume of residual waste. There's also some sorbents that are available for treating chromium, and there's some such as activated carbons and ion exchange resins. These are both very effective, but they're also extremely expensive. There are also some other sorbents such as magamite nanoparticles and aluminum oxides. These are effective, but they're mostly effective at acidic pHs, which is generally not typical of shipyard stormwater, which is usually about a pH of 7 to 8. So there's an apparent need for a new remediation technique that is both effective and affordable. So that's why we have done research on the use of water treatment residuals, or WTRs, as a remediation technique for chromium-contaminated shipyard stormwater. The WTRs are amorphous masses of iron or aluminum hydroxide or calcium carbonate. We didn't use the calcium carbonate for this research, but only the iron and aluminum. But they have an extensive micropore network, which makes them an excellent sorbent and provides a lot of sorbent sites. They contain sediment and humic substances removed from the raw water, as well as activated carbon and polymers that are added to raw water during the waste treatment process. There's currently more than 2 million tons generated each year in the U.S., and they can usually be obtained free of charge from water treatment facilities, which makes them extremely cost-effective. So, previous research conducted by our group has shown the affinity for WTRs for other oxyanions such as phosphates and arsenate and perchlorate, which are chemically similar to chromate, which is why we propose the use of WTRs as a sorbent for chrome 6 in shipyard stormwater. Our objectives were first to explore the effectiveness of WTRs in removing chromium, hexavalent chromium from water through batch and column experiments, and then to investigate the effects of stormwater chemistry on chromium sorption, such as pH and competing ions and other matrix effects to see how they affected the sorption kinetics. And then to evaluate the potential for chrome 6 desorption from the chrome-treated WTRs. So, this was the batch experimental design. For the batch experiment, we used both the iron and the aluminum WTR. The batch samples were at a 1-to-5 solid solution ratio with the WTRs, and the initial chromium concentrations were, they varied from 25 all the way up to 500 milligrams per kilogram, and they were shaken at 120 RPMs for reaction times that varied from 1 to 96 hours, and for the batch samples in standard chromium solutions, the pH was adjusted to a pH of about 6, which is found to be the pH of the WTRs. For batch samples in synthetic stormwater, the conditions were the same, but according to there's a synthetic stormwater profile that we have, I'll show you later, but according to that profile and data collected, the representative pH of the stormwater was found to be about 7.3. We also conducted batch experiments to test the pH effect, and these were also at a 1-to-5 solid solution ratio and the initial concentrations were the same. The pH ranged from 3 to 9, and the reaction time was held constant at 24 hours. So after shaking for their respective reaction times, the samples were centrifuged and filtered, and the pH and the redox potential of the samples were taken. Nothing was ever done to adjust the redox potential, but it was found that the all samples were under oxidized conditions when the redox potential was measured. So after that, the samples were analyzed by graphite furnace atomic absorption spectroscopy for total soluble chromium and for total soluble chrome 6 by UV-Vis. So for the desorption studies, after the adsorption studies in standard chromium solutions and synthetic stormwater, we induced desorption of the sorbed chromium through the addition of phosphate as a competing ion to see if there would be any leaching out of the treated WTRs. The phosphate was added in a 1 to 5 molar ratio with the initial chromium concentration, and it was dissolved in a dilute solution of sodium chloride. The reaction time for the desorption experiments was 3 times the respective, you know, for each one of the initial adsorption reaction time. So this is the synthetic stormwater that we created, profile that we created. You can see here the pH of 7.3. But this was created from data at Hunter's Point Shipyard in San Francisco, California, and from the Dallas Naval Air Station in Dallas, Texas. And it's the result of averaging 4 to 6 sampling locations in both facilities. And it, you know, it has, it's like there's other organic matter and some other competing metals. This is the setup that we used for the column experiment. It was fairly simple. It was a PVC column. It was 44 centimeters in length. We packed it with 125 grams of the aluminum WTR, and we put 10 grams of uncoated sand on the top and the bottom just to prevent the WTRs from washing out of the column. They're fairly light, so they would wash out pretty easily. The flow rate that we used was 15 mils per minute, and we used the influent was always at a concentration of 5 ppm of hexavalent chromium. We did 3 different treatments for the column experimental design. We did treatment number 1 was the particle size of 1 millimeter for the aluminum WTR, and the influent was 5 ppm of chromium 6 in deionized water. For treatment number 2, we did a particle size of 1 millimeter, and the influent was 5 ppm of chrome 6 in the synthetic stormwater. And then for treatment number 3, we reduced the particle size down to 0.5 millimeters. And again, the influent was the synthetic stormwater. So let me get to the results. This is the results of the chromium 6 adsorption in the standard solutions. For the aluminum WTR here at the top, all the batch samples for all initial concentrations had a removal of 90 to 98% of the initial chromium loads. For the iron WTR, it had more of a kinetic effect. As you can see here at the shorter reaction time, it wasn't quite as effective as the aluminum WTR. But ultimately, after 24 hours, it was also very effective, and it was approximately 90% or more removal for each chromium load. So these are the desorption experiments for the standard solutions. The aluminum WTR only had a desorption of about 0 to 10% of the initially sorbed chromium. For the iron WTR, some of them actually, you can see here is the zero axis. Some of them actually had negative calculated desorbance values, which indicates that even after we added the phosphate, you know, as the competing ion, that actually there was still continued removal of the chrome 6 from solution, which was pretty encouraging. And this is the data for chrome 6 adsorption in synthetic stormwater. Results for the aluminum WTR were actually very similar to the samples in standard solutions. They were still about 90 to 98%. And results for the iron WTR were also very similar, except for here, you can see there's not that, it's much more effective at the lower reaction time. We think this is due most likely to the difference in pH, because it was kind of actually counterintuitive. We thought that it would perform, you know, not quite as well due to all the, you know, competing ions and whatnot. But there was an initial hypothesis that it might have a better sorption at a slightly alkaline pH due to there's an iron 2 release mechanism under slightly alkaline conditions that sort of produces more sorption sites for the hexavalent chromium. And this is the desorption of the samples in synthetic stormwater. The results for the iron WTR were slightly higher. They're not really that negative anymore. They're pretty much around zero. For the aluminum WTR, it was slightly higher, but still, I believe the highest one had a desorbance of about 12% of the initially sorbed chromium. Okay. These are the results for the effective pH. This is for the aluminum WTR. You can see pH didn't really have that much of an effect on the removal of chromium. It was slightly lower at the acidic and basic pHs, but it reached a maximum between about 6 and 7. For the iron WTR, you can see again, this sort of demonstrates here the increasing removal with increasing pH, which is again confirms the hypothesis of the sort of the iron 2 release mechanism. This was the data for the packed bed reactor performance. The limit for industrial stormwater for chromium is 1 ppm. So we would basically take samples until we had a breakthrough of more than 1 ppm. For the treatment number 1 and treatment number 2, that was both after about 6 days and treating about 5,300 pore volumes. For treatment number 3 at the lower particle size, that actually was the 7th day and a treatment after treating about 6,300 pore volumes. So the conclusions, through batch and column experiments, we demonstrated the affinity of WTRs for hexavalent chromium, and we showed that stormwater chemistry and pH have very little effect on chromium sorption by the WTRs. These bench scale column experiments were very encouraging, suggesting that there might be a possible development of a field scale technology, so on a much larger scale. So, any questions?